This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, we're just coming out of what has to be described as a true winter here in the state of Kansas. The persistent cold and wet conditions prompt questions about the durability of our lawn grasses out there. We've brought in today K-State Research and Extension turf grass specialist Jared Hoyle. And in fact, you tell us, Jared, you are receiving a ton of questions from homeowners about just how well their lawns held up through the extended winter conditions.
That is correct. You know, every year that you have a harder winter or even just visual snowfall, it seems colder than the average years. The questions start pouring in, is my turf going to survive? So you get winter kill for a couple different reasons. One, just direct low temperature. When it gets super, super cold outside, it can just freeze the plant and kill it. If you have ice conditions, so say we had a lot of snow, it melted, and then it made a layer of ice. And if you have that for a long period of time, that makes some conditions that turf doesn't like to grow. And then you can get disease under type of that snow mold or whatnot. But we don't typically see those conditions as much here. That's more north. But we do see what's called desiccation or crown dehydration. So what the plant does, you know, turf grows from the crown, that little growing point on the soil surface, and the leaves can dry out and still be fine over the winter, you know, with wind and lack of moisture. But if that crown dries out, then it could kill the plant. But we've had quite a bit of snow cover. It does act like a blanket. And when it does melt, it does hydrate the crown. That's why I'm not as concerned with the winter kill, because I feel like we've had enough moisture throughout the winter to keep that crown hydrated. But there are some things to think about when it does come to winter injury. So areas that are maybe on top of a hill that have been exposed to more wind, maybe the snow blew off of it, those are going to be areas that might dry out faster and may have more winter injury. Shady areas, the temperature just stayed colder, the ground stayed frozen a little bit longer, those can be affected, more likely to have winter injury. And in sandier soils, because they just dry out faster, those areas typically can have more winter injury as well. And then just the fact that newly seeded lawns in the fall, my lawn was seeded way too late, so I have zero expectations that it will actually survive. Because it barely got up and then it froze, I think, the next day. But newly seeded lawns are going to be more susceptible to winter injury, as well as warm season grasses like buffalo grass, zoysia grass, and Bermuda grass. But zoysia, buffalo, and Bermuda do have stolons and rhizomes, so if you do have patches, it will grow back in, unlike the fescues and whatnot that if it dies, you probably have to reseed.
And, of course, that is the remedy if one does have an issue. Reseeding is the option there. But the general story here is that winter kill may be minimal.
Yes, and it can vary from front yard to backyard, from neighbor right. to neighbor. And we may have more than I think. But with the amount of moisture we had this winter, I feel like we will be okay, even though we did have some cold temperatures.
Just a quick aside on this, Jared. We had moisture for sure, and in fact, we've had ponding water because of drainage issues in any number of lawns out there. So if these conditions persist, will there be a potential issue with drowning that turf out?
Yes, with any time, it's like we preach over the summer, do not overwater, because that water will fill the air spaces in the soil as well. And then becomes anaerobic, and you can't have gas exchange. In the springtime, that could be an issue because in some areas the grounds may still be frozen, so that water may not be able to penetrate. But as the temperatures do warm up, the water does hold heat very well. And so as the heat can move through that water and thaw that soil out, hopefully then once it gets through that frost layer, the water will be able to move. If you do have areas with standing water, it's not much you could do except wait until let it dry out, but know that might be an area for renovation in the future.
Right, exactly. Deal with the drainage at some point.
Yep.
Jared, the information appreciated. Many thanks.
Thank you.
Jared Hoyle there, K-State turf grass specialist, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.